Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer of Praise for Who God Is, written and read by Heidi Vey. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 166. As readers of the Bible, we often get caught in the mindset of reading the Bible to find ourselves. It is true that the Bible is full of the ways that God loves us, the beautiful ways that God created us, and how He longs to be invited into our lives. These are beautiful truths. However, if we are only trying to find ourselves in the Word and striving only to apply it to our lives, we are missing the biggest part of Scripture, who God is. When we read the Bible instead to find God, our eyes open to a whole new way of finding out who He is, why He did what He did, and why He does what He does. When we understand who God is and why He loves and cares for us so much, it gives it more depth and penetrates our hearts at a deeper level. Not just, God help me, but God, be who you are. That will help me. We often go looking in the Bible for ways that God can help us. That is what it is there for, yes. But there is so much more to it when we really seek it out. I often find myself flipping through the Psalms. This is my favorite book in the Bible, as it is filled with prayers from people. Real, hurting, and confused people seeking guidance and truth from God. We find prayers of praise, lament, and oftentimes confusion and anger for what is going on in the writer's life. We find that over one third of the prayers and psalms are of a lament and mourning. The writer is hurting and looking to God for comfort. But on the flip side, we find that in the entirety of the Bible, we see the phrase praise God an astounding 6,892 times. God is worthy of praise. The list of things that we suffer from seem endless. But let us remember that God is endless. His capacity to care for us and love us is something we cannot comprehend. Paul says in Ephesians 3:18, "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and long, how high and how deep His love is." When we list out our grievances to the Lord, we can rest assured that God's character will have the perfect antidote for our suffering. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we live in a fallen world full of suffering. We hear of tragedies taking place all over the world. We know there are people struggling to survive in indescribable hardship. I don't understand why you allow for so much destruction, but I do trust that you are bigger than anything anyone will ever face in this world. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the hope of perfection in heaven and that this world is not all there is. Thank you, Lord, that for everything we suffer through in this life, that you have a perfect attribute to cure us with simply being who you are. When I am weak, you are strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. When my soul is hungry, you feed me. Matthew 4:4. When I am thirsty, you give me something to drink. 1 Corinthians 10:3 and 4. When I turn from you, you remain faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13. When I sin, you are good. Psalm 34:8. When I am worthy of punishment, you are merciful. Titus 3:5. When I am at the end of myself, you are omnipotent and infinite. Matthew 19:26 and Romans 11:33. When I am undeserving, you are gracious. Psalm 145:8. When I am hurting, you are my comforter. Matthew 5:4. When I am confused, you are my source of truth. John 3:33. I praise you, Lord, for all your perfect attributes. You call me your child and beckon me to behold your glory. Help me to focus on who you are when I struggle. Help me to see you move in my circumstances, even when I don't understand. But help me to trust you because you are sovereign. Colossians 1:17, over all things. Thank you, Lord, for your love for me, even when I fall short. There's nothing I can do to change that. Help me to live in these truths and remember to call on your name, praising who you are when I forget or when the world distracts me with lies. I know that you are with me, you promising your word. The Lord goes himself before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.